At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. It's hour two of In This League. You knew that. The open. It said the whole thing. So why are you repeating it? I don't know. Welcome back, friendos. We're going to be taking a look at the week one FanDuel odds, which, you know, Boggs, not that everybody cares about this, though it's becoming bigger and other places are, you know, going to have this. Arizona has legalized gambling where I live. I say I live now, not we live. I live.
Well, that's because it would be accurate.
It would be accurate. The one thing that is a bummer, though, and I just don't understand it. I was actually going through and reading the approved places. Like, I think it was 9 or 10 places got approved in Arizona for a license. FanDuel being one of them. The others you would expect are being one of them. But the thing I think it's so frustrating is they're opening it on September 9th, like in conjunction. So like Arizona's going to want to try to crash these sites. I can't get in on any of the early bets. I'm going to have to play everything day of. Just, I got to go. Especially if any future bets or anything like that, like I have no wiggle room or time or anything like that, which is unfortunate, but a lot of you do, you get to play that, you're going to get to play that game. You will only get to play DFS though. Can you sneak into the books? Have you already started? By the way, I didn't even think about that. Have you, you should play a little preseason action that you've got, you got access now.
I played last night. So
did you really?
Yeah, I played last night.
What'd you play?
Just a couple DK, stuff, or FanDuel. Only played a couple, but I didn't win anything. I wasn't, I tried to switch my lineup because a couple of my guys weren't playing. I thought I did it right, and I definitely did.
Little MLB action?
Yeah, just baseball.
Bogman's ready to go. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go and save money. Well, maybe not save money, but I'm going to gamble. I'm going to go and do some gambling action. One of those things, here's a little promotion here. Sign up with ITL on Patreon, and we will be finally having some weekly DFS contests with some of our listeners. And, you know, we got some deep people there that we don't need to do like little, we're not going to do anything crazy, but we'll probably have some solid weekly contests for the.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Oh, the car from Carvana is here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
NFL season that we can do, so you can come and play with us if you want to steal our money, take our money. No right. Sharks though, but you got to sign up. patreon.com/ITL Army. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, week one early NFL odds. Let's see if there's some fun bets out there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. In This League is on Patreon. We've been there for quite some time. If you are looking for ranks to help prep for this coming fantasy football draft season, get there now, especially if you're just like, oh, I got to draft. Bogman's got Superflex, IDP, Dynasty. We've got both of our PPR up there. They were just updated on Friday. We've got GroupMe rooms, which you can literally just ask the advice and the questions to our listeners. We've got different sports rooms. One of the coolest ones is the start and sit room for the NFL season, where Sunday mornings, it just pops off. Who would you start? Boom, boom, boom. People vote. You can get in on all that fun, plus tons more live streams. We've got our own secret shows, which are just comedy-based. Come and check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. Bogman and I, an independent venture, and you are supporting independent podcasting when you're doing it. And for little as $5, you can get in the door, and it'll get you jamming. Check it out today, patreon.com/ITL Army. It's funny, on the break, I was telling Bogman, because we're going to look at week one. Over on FanDuel, you can already place early bets on week two. Week two stuff is out there. And I said that, and Bogman immediately is like, that's so stupid. It's so dumb. But I'm like, here's the thing. Hey, maybe it's dumb, but here's a couple of the things here. Your point is you can hose yourself. Someone gets hurt, blah, blah, blah. Okay. My point would be...
It cuts both ways.
Like, yeah. Here's one. I'm just going to throw this out particularly. Here's a bet that I kind of dig, but obviously it could go both ways. Week two, San Francisco is at Philly, but San Francisco is only a 4.5-point favorite. Like, I look at that, and what a disaster Philly could be. I mean, it can go both ways, but I feel like after week one, that could go a touchdown favorite into San Francisco's side. So I feel like that's maybe early. That's an early play I don't actually mind, because I think San Francisco can be dominant, and it is an incredibly winnable game. for the 49ers. That seems relatively low, but it cuts both ways. But it was just funny because you're immediately like, that's so stupid.
Look, I'm into betting as much as the next guy, right? But I think betting for week two before week three of the preseason is over, it's just a bit much. That's all. Like, I understand why the books would be having numbers out. It makes sense. People want to bet on it. You know, as soon as you can, you want to bring in that money. I understand that. But it's just like, you know, it cuts both ways. And I'm the same type of guy that I want to do my draft for my fantasy leagues.
Sure.
About 3 minutes before kickoff of the very first game. I want to have all the information I possibly can going into the season before I draft.
Let me ask you, your Steelers play the Raiders in week two. What do you think that line should look like?
I think it's probably going to be the Raiders by a point.
Wow, really? No, it is currently sitting at Steelers minus six.
Minus six?
Yeah. So, I mean, you want to place a bet on the Raiders then?
I mean, is that one in Pittsburgh or is that one in Vegas?
It's in Pittsburgh.
Okay. So, all right. So that makes more sense, but I still think it should probably be the Steelers by three. This is why you don't bet in the preseason.
But you know why
the Steelers are favored? Do you know why the Steelers are favored? Because more people are going to bet the Steelers than are going to bet the Raiders anyway. So they make the line that way. It's smart. It's smart of the books to do it like that. But that's game, Pittsburgh by three. Pittsburgh by three or three and a half. That'll be your final line. Before the game.
Well, so maybe you want to take the Raiders right now. You get them plus six.
Yeah. I mean, if I was betting that game, I'd take the Raiders plus six.
So here's an interesting one. So what we're doing here, I agree with everything you're saying, by the way. I think it can be dicey, but let's take a look at week one. And then in a couple of weeks, we can make that comparison where we can actually see where the lines moved and what we were betting. And it might make us feel more comfortable. But I already see a theoretical early trend. The week one game is a rough one, so maybe not much to read in it, but I feel like week two exposes a little bit, is maybe some potential early on concerns with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Dallas Cowboys are traveling in week one to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and no doubt Tampa Bay would be favored, but they're favored by a touchdown in early, 2-3 weeks before the season starts. Tampa Bay is favored by seven. But I also looked at week two, and I noticed the Cowboys are a dog on the road against the Chargers in week two. And but that's what I'm getting at. That's my whole point, is it seems like there's some early concerns in the betting side of Dak, the injury being like a really big deal, because week two road dog against the Chargers and a full touchdown on the Bucks, it looks like some of the early betting stuff is that Dak is not going to play, which my point is if you do believe Dak is going to be fine, do you think both instances of Dallas being dogs in the first 2 weeks, especially that week two one, are decent bets?
Yeah, I'm not betting them against the Bucks. I think that number wouldn't change for me with Dak. I don't think so.
You don't think it gets closer to like it will. Five and a half?
If he plays, it will. But for me, I would still bet the Bucks on that game, even with Dak playing. I mean, we're talking about the champs. We're talking about the champs, you know. And when now we know that Brady played on a torn MCL for the whole year last year, plus no preseason, you know, all that stuff because of stupid COVID. So, you know, now they have a full off season of gelling together after a full season of gelling together. I'm taking the Bucks in that one.
Over under is 51.5 early set on that.
51.5. Yeah, I would bet the under on that right now because of Dak, you know, because we don't know if Dak's going to.
Seems like those don't vibe as well. The 51.5 in Dallas plus seven, especially when I keep looking. I mean, I just don't think the Chargers are as good as the way. I mean, we're not focusing on week two. We're only focusing on week one here, but it felt like
35-17 hits the over. You know what I mean? So
game number two, again, this is an early look at week one of the regular season. And if this weekend you wanted to play some bets, is there anything good? You say no on the Cowboys. I don't know. I think that's not the worst, getting plus seven, because when Dak is healthy, I think that's going to move minimal a point, and I think it could sit around anywhere from 5.5 to 4.5, and then you're getting some extra love if you believe in the Cowboys. This one, though, your Steelers are a full touchdown dog in Buffalo, plus seven. Buffalo's minus seven with the over set at 500. And the money line on the Steelers, by the way, is +265.
That this is a tough game. I think I'd probably take Buffalo at home in this game as it stands right now. Full touchdown's tough.
That's what I said. But right now, it's full touchdown.
But I think I would. You know, this is the Steelers' offensive line is still going to be shaking out. They're on the road against one of the best teams. You know, this is the runner-up right now as far as in terms of winning the AFC. Is Buffalo behind Kansas City? So I think I would take Buffalo in that game. I think they're more complete.
So the key takeaway is you don't see any early advantage to early bets on this one. If anything, maybe
not in this game.
Maybe the Steelers make a little bit of headway and you get a better line. So there's no early advantage on this game.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. This one, I think there could be and is some early advantage. And I teased it before. This will be the last one before the break. The New York Jets travel to Carolina, and Carolina is a 4.5-point favorite, -4.5. Boggs, I mean, could this stretch further? And, you know, I feel like Carolina could end close to a touchdown favorite when it comes to it. Because
pissed
of quarterback.
Off Sam Darnold game, man. Yeah, this is that's my against point. The Jets. They're at home. Carl Lawson just blew out his Achilles as we're recording this, it seems like.
Four and a half points in favor of Carolina at home. McCaffrey's back. Darnold. I look at this and like this
Zach
is
Wilson's
got
first start in the NFL.
This has to move points in favor, more favor of Carolina. That I think the early bet on Carolina, I would want to do that now.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm definitely taking Carolina in this game, and I think it could, you know, especially if Zach Wilson looks bad, it is going to look better.
And if you see preseason action, Zach Wilson struggles, Carolina's finding its rhythm. That's where I think this one moves, and, you know, put a pin in this one to come back. And I want to copy all of these, but put a pin in this one, because I think the show right before the season starts, this has moved closer to a touchdown instead of more in favor with Carolina at home, McCaffrey back. Like, this is one I would want to play the bet right now. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to finish out. We're going to look at the rest of week one, the early bets, and see if we can identify any of these early ones that you may want to take a little stab at right here in this league.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking.
In this league.
Break it down.
In this league, Bogman and the Welsh, we're taking a look at some of the early week one regular season lines, trying to see if we could take advantage of anything. Bogman has identified that there's no advantage in the first couple games, Cowboys, Bucks, Steelers, Bills, nothing we'd really want to play at this point, but we both agree that Carolina -4.5 betting now might not be the worst bet to place early before the season starts. Obviously, presuming we have no week two preseason injury at 4.5, because that one might keep going, especially if the Jets are looking poopy and they're starting to struggle. Now, if the Jets look better and you see Zach Wilson, you know, playing solid and you see the running back situation coming out, maybe it just sits and it could go. But I think this one has the chance, the early better, to get better odds if you believe in Carolina. Next one up here, Boggs. This is the absolute toilet bowl of week one. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans. And the Jaguars currently on FanDuel Sportsbook, a 3-point road favorite over Houston right now. Over is 45.5. The money line is at this point, +124 for Houston, -146 for Jacksonville. Do you think there's anything you take on this for an early bet?
I think I would take Houston in this game as far as an early bet goes. I understand Jacksonville being favored. I think they are going to end up being a better team than Houston by the end of the year.
But do you think it's worthwhile? Like, I know you can get your takes here, but what I really want to focus on is, like, is this something you look and you're like, wow, I want this right now?
I don't know. I don't think I sit and look and I go, I have to take the Texans.
If Deshaun Watson plays, this one
Deshaun Watson will not play this game.
Okay, I'm just saying, if he were to play, this would move in favor of the Houston Texans. Don't you feel like this one could by week one eventually just be a split?
You get
+3 with Texans at home right now.
And look, I don't think the Texans are as bad as people are making them out to be. They're not going to be good. They're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, but they're not the 0-16 Lions team. You know, they have some talent on this squad. Tyrod Taylor is not a bad, not the worst starting quarterback in the NFL if he starts for this team. So, you know, I think that they still have a chance.
But you're not convinced.
In week one, but I'm not putting my money on the Texans, no.
Or anything. So you don't like either this.
Even though I'm living in Houston, I ain't putting my money on the Texans. No way.
Okay. Looking to see if there's an early bet in Tennessee. Tennessee is a 3-point favorite hosting Arizona. Arizona's +3 on this. Big old over under at 51.5.
I think what I'm taking advantage of there is I want to bet the under. You know, I think that the Titans are going to be able to control the clock. You're going to have Derrick Henry with fresh legs out there. Darrington Evans has been pretty solid as well. You shouldn't have to pass the ball a ton, but if you want to, you can on the Cardinals. So I think the under is more in play than anything else here.
I like Tennessee -3 at home. I mean, it's essentially a pick 'em though, isn't it? It's essentially a pick 'em because it's 3-point home favorite for Tennessee. It's a pick 'em at this point. So I'll take Tennessee -3. I can't imagine this moves in any more favor to Arizona. Worst it can get is Tennessee maybe adds a point. So -3 early on, I'm in.
That's my favorite one of the ones we've talked about so far.
Yeah. Okay. So the two that we have, at least that I like Carolina -4.5 with the early bet, and I like Tennessee -3 with the early bet. The Atlanta Falcons are hosting Philly, Boggs. Atlanta is a 3.5-point favorite.
Does that
do anything for you?
No, I don't like this line either way. I think this game could go either way. I think the over-under number is about right. I don't want to mess with this one.
Yeah, I don't think I particularly like this one. There's no good play here. This one, almost a true pick 'em. Chargers at Washington. Washington is +1 at home early on. They're +102 on the money line. Over under is 44.5. Any early bet here?
Give me Washington in this game. Too. Yeah, I think this is my third favorite one. Look, I know that they're not, they're not the sexiest team, especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but I don't know how sexy the Chargers are either. So
I agree.
I think this is a really evenly matched game, but you also have the Chargers traveling across the country to play at Washington. So, give me the football team.
Doesn't it feel like this one is going to move? Like, I feel like this one feels very undefined right now.
No, you gotta remember, people will bet quarterbacks, and Justin Herbert is the better quarterback here. And people are betting on.
Okay. Then let me throw this out. If we both like Washington, does this one have the potential you want to wait on it because it might move more in favor of plus on Washington?
Yeah.
That might be why this is not a good early bet.
Yeah, I think the money will come in on LA for the most part. So
you know what? I agree with you. This is not an early bet I would want to place because I think you might get closer to +3 on Washington. And either way, I want to probably take that. My 49ers are an early 7.5-point road favorite at Detroit. 45.5 is the over-under.
I mean, this is an easy bet for the Niners. I don't know.
You think it gets worse? Like, that's why the early play, you think this turns into 9.5 for San Francisco?
I don't think it gets much
worse
than 7.5. I don't think you want to give pretty much any team 10 points in week one. You know what I mean? So But I think this is a easy Niners bet. The Lions are going to be struggling all year.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm saying is, do you think this line will move more San Francisco, or is it going to stay stagnant? Because if it moves closer to 8.5 to 9, then the early bet makes sense on
Detroit's the still at home. If the Niners were at home, I would think it'd probably open it up a little bit more. But because Detroit's at home and people like taking the home team with the bigger lines, I think it'll stay about where it's at. Maybe it'll move to 8, but Niners easy in this one.
Seattle is a 2.5 road favorite on Indianapolis, who's +2.5 at home, +188 on the money line. Seattle's actually -138 on money line on the road, which that, I don't know, that might even be a little bit
better. Seattle's favorite or the Indy's favorite?
Seattle's favorite by 2.5 on the road, but the money line is -138.
Over, I'm just looking at a different thing, and it says the Colts by 2.5, but it's obviously not updating correctly.
I'm looking at FanDuel Sportsbook.
No, Seattle should be favored because this is going to be a Jacob Eason or Sam Ellinger game. So,
I mean, do you think that 2.5?
Take Seattle now and let it open up.
I agree with that one.
This is my new favorite. Yeah, give me Seattle. Carson Wentz ain't playing week 1. Come on.
No.
Like he might play week 2, he might play week 3, but he ain't gonna play week 1.
And that may be keeping the line where it is. Yeah, I think this has a chance to like double up in favor of Seattle as we go. So I don't even hate that money line too. You know, 2.5 is a good run. If it's -114, or just do the straight money line at -138, I might play that either way. Seattle in 4 with the LeBron meme. Minnesota is a 4.5-point road favorite on Cincy, Boggs. 186 on the money line, 48 is the over-under. Is there an early bet here?
Nah, that's about right. I don't want to mess with that.
Okay, I kind of agree with I don't know. I think it's good. I think it'd open up a little bit more. I don't think Cincy's a great team, but I also don't want to mess with it because
they're at home.
Minnesota could struggle in week 1, and I just don't like that.
And there's going to be just anytime a home team, there's a home dog, there's going to be money coming in on them. So I don't think it moves that much.
New England currently a 2.5-point home favorite over Miami. Over under is 45. New England money line 146. Ooh. Anything early? I have a hard time deciding where
like
this
Miami
would move
in this game. I think when we get to it, I'm going to take Miami on the road.
But this is not an early bet because it could not, open up.
Yeah.
Because it could open up more like +3, 3.5 for Miami.
Maybe. I can't tell of this line. This line is confusing me. So because I'd have this as a pick. And the only reason I'd have it as a pick is because New England's at home. If Miami was at home, I would have them favored by at least 2 points.
Do you like an early bet of Miami 2.5?
I think it's one of the better ones. It's not one of the best ones.
Kansas City is a 6-point home favorite over Cleveland. Over under is 52.5.
Oh, 6.5?
6. 52.5 is the over under.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with the over under. That seems a little high to me. Because if Cleveland is going to be in this game, it's because they're running all over KC, I think. So, I think Kansas City should be favored. I kind of don't like this line at 6, but I think because Cleveland is a good opponent, it's going to come back down.
So this is not the time.
Yeah. Well, if you are going to take one side, take Cleveland, but I like, you know, Seattle's still my favorite one.
Yeah, I think, and the point is that this is not an early bet because we're identifying the early bets, and we'll recap when we get there. Broncos are a 1.5-point road favorite on the Giants. +102 is the money line on the Giants. 42.5 is the over. Bogman, I got to tell you, give me the Giants +1.5. I'm not sure if the only thing I can't determine here is if I think this moves in better favor or where. I just don't know where this could move, but I like the idea that I'm getting plus on the Giants at home, and I would take them over Denver.
I just don't think I can bet on the Giants. So I think I would pick them in this game, like you said, because they're a home dog, but I have no confidence either side of this. So I don't want to mess with it.
The reason why this could go in different directions, I could even bet the Giants if Saquon isn't in the game. But the problem is if Saquon is inactive, it's going to turn heavier plus on the Giants.
Not going to happen. So you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, well, but even more so then, I think it's sitting because of Saquon's status. If Saquon plays, I think this could go favor the Giants. So this I'm talking myself into betting the Giants early now.
I think Denver's defense is pretty solid. I just have no confidence in Daniel Jones, so I don't want to bet him. So that's where I'm at as far as that goes.
Well, when we come back, there's only a couple more. We'll finish out that, so don't go anywhere. Early looks at week one bets, and are there any plays? We've identified a couple. Don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
It, in fact, is In This League. And thank you guys for tuning in. As always, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Talking a lot of week one NFL stuff. And we're taking week one, looking at the early bets and seeing what type of deals and what bets might we place. We've only got a couple more, and then we'll do a recap. And then we are going to talk a little bit of fantasy before we finish out this hour. Bogman, the last three, and then we're going to make our determination of what our bets look like. You can currently get, Green Bay on the road -3 at New Orleans. I got to tell you, Boggs, I know it's New Orleans. I know all of that stuff, but
they have no wide receivers. They don't know who their quarterback's going to be.
Here's what I would say.
I'm all about Green Bay in this one.
There's no chance this one moves more in favor of New Orleans. That would be why I like this Green Bay bet right now. Over under is also 50.5, which that might be fun, but give me -3 Green Bay. I'm going to add that to our four. I think we have four currently here. Bears are +7 at Los Angeles. The Rams -7, over under is 45. Is there an early bet in there?
No, there's not. That seems like I think it's just going to get bigger for the Rams. So if you want to take the Rams now, go ahead and do it. But that seems about right.
Last one for week one, Baltimore Ravens -4.5 on the road, Las Vegas +4.5, over under is 51.
I think my favorite bet there, and I think I would take it, is the under 51. Just because not all offenses are going to be in rhythm, all that stuff. I know Baltimore's defense is not up to snuff as far as Baltimore usually goes. The Raiders as well don't have the best defense, but both these teams want to establish the run.
But do you think there's an early bet? Do you like?
I like the under. Yeah, I do. I do. I think people are going to take the under on this just because Baltimore runs so much. If we expect them to dominate here, win by 4.5 on the road, it's really like a 7.5 point, because of the 3-point home field advantage. So I think Baltimore is going to run the ball a ton. I want the under. It's one of my favorites.
So to recap,
I think my favorites are going to be Green Bay -3.
Yep, I agree.
Seattle -2.5?
2.5. At Indianapolis,
the under on the Baltimore Vegas game.
And I would also throw in, I like Carolina -4.5 currently. on the Jets. I think that's another one. But if you wanted to play a three-team parlay, I think the three that you listed off are probably the better plays. We also like Washington, but that has a chance to move, so we're not going to bet that. There's a couple others that are fun, but Seattle minus 2.5 currently. Green Bay minus 3, so a couple road ones. And then what did you just say? You really like the under, for Baltimore, Las Vegas.
Vegas.
You want to play that game? You want to get in on the FanDuel or wherever sports book? Get in on some early odds before things start moving? They will. They're going to start shifting as injuries happen. Maybe those are the plays that you can get a little bit of early action that can pay off for you. Fantasy football drafts are this week, next week. Some are going to be in the weekdays, but we are officially in big time. We're in the big, big fantasy football time of drafts left and right. And Bogman, you and I just last week were on, the week before actually, were on with our friends over at Fantasy Pros. Bogman actually is part of the Fantasy Pros family now, doing some IDP stuff. And Pizapia and Yates, for me, nice to have us on. And we were talking like busts, and they've always got really interesting consensus type of articles. And one popped up that we thought we would finish out the hour with: consensus fantasy football sleepers from 70 plus experts that are not us, by the way. We were not a part of this or asked at all, but 70 plus experts on sleepers. And there's some interesting ones in here. So do you want to hit some of these?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start at quarterback, right? And
this is crazy too. Oh, wait. So wait, here's
just
the
scroll
thing.
Scroll down. A quarter.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I see it. Cause there's the overall, I was looking at the overall. Okay. So the top quarterback sleeper consensus was
Trey Lance, 22 votes for him, 19 for Justin Fields. No surprise. Sam Darnold, it comes in at third with 8. Then Daniel Jones, Cam Newton, Derek Carr, Zach Wilson, Jared Goff, and Taysom Hill round out these sleepers. All these guys got votes for sleeper quarterbacks.
I think for the rest, we'll not list all of them so people can go to Fantasy Pros, because I don't want to give out everything they put together. But I think the top three are interesting. Trey Lance and Justin Fields ran away with it. I mean, the math is what, 41 of the 70 were for the two rookie quarterbacks. And I think there's no surprise. Maybe the surprise is Trey Lance over Justin Fields, because Fields has a easier path to starting and starting early than Trey Lance does. So I think that was fascinating, but I think also it probably helped him throwing that 80 yarder when he came in week one and just looking really solid.
I think my favorite two here are, because I don't feel like Lance and Fields are, I don't think they're sleepers anymore. I think people are drafting them. So I just don't really agree with them being in this group. So for me, my two favorite are the guys that, you know, are going to be playing in week one here. Sam Darnold at number 8, because look at this receiving core now. You have DJ Moore. You have Christian McCaffrey, who's going to catch 100 balls. You have Robbie Anderson, who's solid, and Terrace Marshall has been tearing up stuff in practice. So you have pretty good targets there for Sam Darnold, and they're probably going to be losing a lot of games, so garbage yards count the same. And Zach Wilson goes, and now that Sam Darnold's gone, they finally have spent money on, you know, and capital on this receiving core. They signed Corey Davis. They drafted Elijah Moore. They worked out stuff with Jamison Crowder, so he's still there. Denzel Mims is like their 6 on the roster right now, so they have some depth. I think both those guys are underrated. So if I'm picking out of this group of sleeper quarterbacks, those are the two that I like the most. I'd say I'd have Wilson slightly ahead of Darnold as far as sleepers go.
On the running backs, another San Francisco 49er tops the list. Trey Sermon is the number one sleeper running back with 14 votes of the 70. Number 2 was Michael Carter, and number 3 was Zach Moss. Those are your top 3 on this list. I mean, and I have been so against the grain on it, but Trey Sermon continues to run away with it. All 3 of those running backs have ECRs that are roughly like mid-30s, so it makes them either the last of a flex or right outside of a startable one. And Sermon and Carter, I think, have the most upside. Moss was kind of, actually, all 3 of those guys have a place in my heart, except Carter and Moss are a little bit more than Trey Sermon. What do you think? I mean, there's some other names on here that you could, if there's one you like better, but who's your favorite of the sleeper running backs?
Yeah, it's a different name. It's Javonte. You know, I love Javonte. I just don't think
that's a sleeper one. And he's the only one of these that's in the 20s. No, he got four votes. Like, okay. I'm not going to, a guy that's like almost an RB2, I just don't think is a sleeper. I guess I suppose unless those people think he's going to be like an RB1.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, you know, my guy would probably not be on the list then. You know, I don't care that Bruce Arians is talking up Giovanni Bernard. No. I do not care about all the crap about Ronald Jones. Leonard Fournette is still going to be my sleeper running back. I have him close to an RB2, just under that, and he is not going there. So I still like Fournette. I kind of like, someone called out Xavier Jones here. I kind of like that. Just because it's not believing in Daryl Henderson, but I like Funk better than I like Xavier Jones. So I think if I had to pick one sleeper running back, my guy would probably be Jake Funk.
I like Michael Carter on this list a lot, and Zach Moss. Those two are my two. I went on to say that I think Zach Moss becomes the clear-cut guy, which I think would probably identify there. But Michael Carter, like, just is the guy outside of Tevin Coleman, who's not going to hold him back. So I'm with that consensus of like Michael Carter, who's number two on the wideouts. The number one consensus sleeper wideout, Antonio Brown. Are you sure Bogman wasn't on this list? Nine of the votes of 70. LaVisca was number two, tied with Mike Williams and Elijah Moore. So those were the top four, but LaVisca, Mike, and Elijah Moore all got six votes here. I mean, you have to be in agreement. One of the top sleepers.
Yeah, I mean, look, AB is a Hall of Famer. And as long as he's not doing stuff like you just mentioned that he did do.
Yeah, ripping someone's helmet off and getting kicked out of practice.
Getting kicked out of practice and acting a fool, you know, then I think that he is going to be super underrated. I don't know if I would call him a sleeper. I don't think I'd put him in that category.
That's a good point. I agree with that.
Your boy Marvin Jones is on this list.
Oh, I mean, you know that's
the guy. Yeah. Well, Marvin Jones was my guy until you made the bold prediction about him. So
yeah,
you're now that you have moved ahead of me in the Marvin Jones polling.
You and I agree. ECR 48 at wideout. His ADP goes in at the 55th wide receiver. You and I 100% consent. We are consensus on this, that Marvin Jones is a sleeper. Yeah, my bold prediction was that people are going to be pissed that they didn't draft him post 100 because I think of the upside that's there. So when I guess we'll do tight ends real quick. I got to imagine, I'm not even looking. It's got to be Troutman at the top. Where did the tight ends go? Troutman is 22 votes. Jonnu is number two, and Gerald Everett's tied with him. I'm not surprised Jonnu, because Kyle Yates thinks Jonnu is going to be like a top five tight end this year.
Well, so there's camps here, right? We talked about this before in tight ends. It's the Hunter Henry camp and the Jonnu camp, and then Hunter Henry has been banged up a little bit, so the Jonnu camp has gotten bigger. I think they can both be productive in that offense. Gerald Everett with the same amount of votes, I think it's interesting, but if I'm picking one out of this group, I don't know, man. I think we're probably all low on Austin Hooper since his ECR is 23, barely a tight end two. And he's going lower than that in ADP. He's a tight end three in ADP. So I think if we're picking off this list, I think Hooper could definitely be in that group.
So then they did the consensus. The two of all the positions, the two top sleepers with the most votes, if you didn't pick it up, Trey Lance and Adam Troutman were identified as the biggest sleepers, both having 22 votes at their position of the 70. Justin Fields was number three, Trey Sermon number four, and Jonnu was number five. Those are your top five sleepers on that list. And sleeper is so tough at this point. Like, you know, even we were picking apart, you know, because I could ask you, hey, who's your top sleeper? But it's like sleepers are little to none anymore. You almost have to just say undervalued. Sleepers have become undervalued because there's no player that no one knows about, because fantasy football space is littered with more people than there's ever been before. So there are some people that you wouldn't maybe know it, but their entire shtick is literally just talking about the next man up they can be right. And, you know, that's fine. So there's no one that's really a sleeper. I think the identification has to be about who are the best undervalued players. Yeah. And that's why, like, Marvin Jones is like near the top of the best undervalued players in fantasy football to me.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, there's really no such thing as sleepers anymore. It's really just where is the value, overvalue, undervalue, that type of stuff. That's kind of what we have to go off of. So sleeper is just, I think you can still have sleepers maybe in baseball, maybe in basketball. I think the only place that I play that they actually exist anymore is in college football, just because guys will come out of nowhere there. But I think it's all about value. So I think it's more value plays versus actual guy, you know, sleepers.
I would say on this list, if someone truly believed like Xavier Jones were sleeping on him and he could be the guy, like that would identify as one. Like this is a guy that's not launched into a position where he can go, or I don't know. I mean, maybe wideouts actually might be a little bit more exemplary of like sleepers. Like if Mecole Hardman really did become like, you know, a true number two, a Ridley to Julio Jones in Kansas City, then that would be a sleeper. But the term is difficult to identify. But if you want, go to Fantasy Pros. You can check out the article. You can read the write-up, and you can check out all the other guys that come on the list from their consensus players. Don't go anywhere, friends. We're going to end out hour two right after this. It's In This League, ITL on Sports Grid with Bogman and the Welsh.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In This League.
Talk about www.com, me, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Fantasy football draft season, and not only do we have individual drafts, we've got some of our ITL entry leagues we're doing. We're doing a guillotine, as Bogman calls it, a guillotine league. We've got a vampire league. We've got super flex. You know, we got a bunch of those. We got a home league. But next week, we are taking part in the Flex League with our friend Jake Seeley, who put these together. And we have a murderer's row, which we talked about on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast about who we're going up against. We have the 7th pick, and Bogman and I are sharing a team. And that's what we just did on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. We did a mock where we have to start sharing. There was some arguing last year. It wasn't too bad. We created a system where every other round that person, or every round, we switched off with the person that got the hammer. You know, they got to make a deciding choice if we didn't agree on a situation. Unfortunately, last year you had the hammer on Leonard Fournette and Le'Veon Bell picks. Are we going to have that situation this year? Leonard Fournette's going to be so much cheaper. It's going to be hard for me to disagree with you unless you're going to try to take him super high. So how much are we going
to
argue?
I'm
going
to try to take Leonard Fournette super high because I know I don't have to. So
yeah, that's the good play. Yeah, so over under on, will this be less argumentative than last year? It really wasn't that bad. We were pretty.
No, I think as far as football goes, I mean, we're in line. We're definitely going to have Marvin Jones on this team. We know that.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that.
I know we're going to want QB first, so I don't think we're going to fight about that too much.
Most likely. Yeah, I mean, I think we're actually in an advantage in this one, because I think at 7 we have a very good shot at getting a guy like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. Not saying we will, but we have a very good shot at getting one of those two, and I think you and I will scream jump at the opportunity. If all three go before us, that's when it's going to get dicey, because I'm a little dicey about then jumping in on another quarterback and passing up potentially like Alvin Kamara, which I wouldn't want to do, but I think we're pretty in line, so we'll probably get along, right?
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. I don't think we'll have any issues.
Well, we'll see how the day goes. Potentially, we could maybe even stream you and I on our Patreon if people want to check it out as we live draft that thing, pending where we are in the day and what the hell's going on. Flex League is happening, and we are ready to take home a championship belt. Friends, don't go anywhere. Hour three is coming up. It's Bubba and Bogman and breaking down a little tiny itty bitty bit of preseason action in week two and others. But don't go anywhere. Bogman and the Welsh in this league.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.